It's rare to get good news when it comes to hunger, but the Agriculture Department says last year there was a big drop in the number of hungry people in the U.S., and that drop was dramatic among children. NPR's Pam Fesser reports.
The numbers are still fairly high. Children in about 274,000 households were hungry at some point last year, according to the USDA. Those children either had inadequate food, missed meals, or went all day without eating because their families didn't have enough money. But as bad as that was, hunger was less widespread last year than it was the year before, and at its lowest level since before the Great Recession.
These numbers are great.
Duke Storin is senior director of the No Kid Hungry campaign, a national nonprofit effort to reduce childhood hunger. Storin says he wasn't completely surprised because the economy has been getting better, but he thinks there are other reasons for the decline in hunger.
We're seeing more children participating in the programs that are available to them, like school breakfast.
And in fact, the Agriculture Department credits food aid, such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, for keeping more people from going hungry. And the government says hunger declined last year across the board, in Black families, in Hispanic families, in families with children, and in those without. Even so, almost 16 million households say they struggled to get enough food to eat at some point during the year. Rhonda Chafin runs Second Harvest Food Bank of Northeast Tennessee.
You know, we're not stepping back and saying we don't need as much food because, honestly, I think that, you know, our numbers sometimes fluctuate. And I think when we average them together for the year, we'll see a steady number of individuals that we're serving.
She thinks one reason is that unemployment in her rural area has recently gone up. Still, anti-hunger advocates are encouraged that the numbers overall show the biggest improvement in 8 years. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.